We begin in Israel, where at least five people have been killed in a gun attack. Local media is reporting that a single gunman opened fire in several areas of Bnei Barak, which is the city near the city of Tel Aviv. The National Ambulance Service says the attacker has been fatally shot. It's the latest in a series of attacks in the past week. Well, let's get more from our correspondent, Harry Fawcett, who's live in West Jerusalem. Harry, what more are you hearing?
Well, initially the reports were that this attacker was on a motorcycle and it was some sort of a drive-by shooting in separate locations inside Bnei Barak, which is an ultra-Orthodox sort of city or neighbourhood of Tel Aviv, a very densely populated part of the country. There has been disturbing video that has emerged since, which shows the gunman walking, having already, it seems, shot two people who were seen prone behind him, and then firing again. There is someone on an electric bike who zooms past and just escapes narrowly from being shot himself. And then the gunman is seen to confront a car at very close quarters, demanding the driver stop before apparently shooting him dead as well. So now we have confirmation that five people have been killed. One seriously wounded has apparently succumbed to their injuries. And as you say, this is the third large-scale such attack in a week. One in Be'er Sheva in the south on Tuesday, where the attacker used his car to ram a cyclist and then stabbed three other people before being shot. Then two gunmen in Hadera in northern Israel on Sunday night, opening fire near a bus stop, killing two young Israeli security forces members before again being confronted and shot by police. And now this as well. So this is a major security situation for the government to get hold of. It is reported to be the bloodiest week inside Israel in terms of attacks on Israelis since 2006.
And has there been any reaction yet from Israeli authorities or Palestinian groups?
Yes, there has been. Well, at least there's been a convening of a major security meeting by the Israeli Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett. That is due to have got underway just as we were coming to air. Among those around the table at that meeting will be the Defence Minister, the head of the Shin Bet Internal Security Service, the head of the police, the head of the army. And so they are taking this extremely seriously. In terms of other reaction, well, there are two levels, I suppose. In terms of street reaction, we are seeing reports of people gathered in Bnei Barak at the scene chanting death to Arabs, a huge amount of anger, calls for revenge near Jenin in the occupied West Bank, where we understand the attacker, the suspected attacker, comes from. He's reported, don't have confirmation of this, to have been working illegally at a construction site in Bnei Barak. His name, Dia Hamashe, said to be 26 years old and reported to have been arrested in the past and imprisoned in the past for some months on security grounds by the Israeli military. So there are people there that have been gathering and chanting in support of his actions. And again, there has been support for his actions coming from both Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Hamas saying that the attack shows the unity of the Palestinian people. Palestinian Islamic Jihad saying it's a harbinger of our people's operations to go deep inside what they call the Zionist entity, otherwise known as Israel. So this is already being lauded by, but not yet claimed in terms of responsibility by, two of the major armed fighting factions inside Gaza.
Harry Fawcett there bringing us the latest on that shooting in Israel. Thank you.